May 7th of 2022. This is the Digital Jordan Speaks podcast live on 9 platforms. So if you're hearing this on any platforms, you can find me on my YouTube channel at Digital Jordan, no spaces. So let's get right into these topics. The first topic is Kevin Samuels passing away, in my opinion. I got to get to this first. Kevin Samuels ran a YouTube channel talking about dating advice, coaching advice, image consultant. That's what he was. Had real certification, certifications, real life experience through image consulting. And I saw it's a black outlet called, it's P. Diddy ran the Revolt platform, posted an article talking about self-proclaimed. I thought y'all was so black. Y'all should know he had certifications. Y'all ain't watch him. Nobody at Revolt didn't say, hey, he's not self-proclaimed. He had real certifications. Y'all don't even know y'all own people. Revolt. The only show y'all good for is Big Facts Podcast and Drink Champs, really. But anyways, Kevin Samuels, he's a legend in my eyes. Promoted marriage, promoted just the nuclear family, keeping the family together. The unrealistic expectation a lot of females have nowadays because of Instagram and the internet, the magazines. It goes back so many decades that they want a man making six figures. The working class man, it's hard for him to get a man and so. So Kevin Samuels built a channel around that, bringing the nuclear family together and, you know, just connecting people on so many levels. He gave people ambition to start their workout journey. So it's just so many things. But when I first found out about his channel, he had 300,000 subscribers. I was watching Anthony Brian Logan, ABL, live. He was live streaming one day. And Kevin Samuels popped in there. Or he either called into the show, one of the two.
Kevin Samuels is not the first YouTuber that has passed away. Everybody freaked out. So I'm like, all right, let me go see who Kevin Samuels is. And he had 300,000 subscribers.
Now he's at over a million. I used to watch videos.
So
about
you could tell how long I've been watching people like 360 ABL waves, and like that.
Brushing, durags.
So this I was trying to get waves Kevin Samuels, man.
Back when he had 300,000,
when you especially black, he was doing stuff like that.
You ain't got control over how your hair get content.
So your parents say you going live Monday, Wednesday,
Friday.
So my
hair go back. I was trying to figure out how to get waves.
Man, you gotta respect this man.
Making curly stuff like that.
From Oklahoma, where he came from,
by the name of Soul Seeker,
single mother household.
Soul Seeker was he had to be at least like 30 something.
I saw a stat the other day that said 80%.
Gunshot wound to the head.
Born in Singapore. His wife had made a video about it.
And I'm 8, 9 watching this.
So,
I'm like,
man, it's
what?
Just
I was
so,
just watching this video the other day. Like, I watched this
and see
dude,
what his channel was
Seeker.
Built on was
his channel is
back
still
the
there. We type in
family because
I don't think his family
360 waves.
The many interviews I've seen about him never
had waves
about his
stuff like that.
His father being around.
He was the first one I saw. I was 8, 9, or 10. You see what I'm saying?
You left a legacy.
And I used to work at a funeral home.
Was cardiac arrest
at 23. But I lived the life already. Really. So I used to work at a funeral home as well. So death is not something that really that I look at as being sad and stuff like that because I used to be around it so much. My dad's friend owned a funeral home. So you can just imagine how much I would be up there. We would be up there the early 2000s when computers were just being integrated. I remember this one lady refused to use computers. She would still use a typewriter. I would use a typewriter. Like, I know how to still use a typewriter. Like, so this is real business, what life that I have lived so far. So Soul Seeker was the first one. Gunshot wound to the head. His wife made a video. I was like, dang, because you'll never. I believe he was going through something mentally, though, for him to do that because he had a family and kids and stuff like that. But a lot of stuff probably was getting to him. But Soul Seeker. So I stopped watching YouTube after him, really, until about high school years. Then I ran into Michael Knowles, the Majority Report, Sam from the Majority Report. I was watching them when their channel name was something else. It was like Sam, the Majority Report or something like that. Now I would just call it the Majority Report. But now, it used to be called Sam something. So I remember watching Michael Knowles, the Michael Knowles show. Is that his name? Yeah. No, Michael Brooks. Michael Brooks is his name. He passed away. He was like 30 something. I believe he died under the Trump administration. One of those years. So 2020, I believe, maybe that. So I don't want to be wrong about it because I respect Sam and all of them, you know, because I used to watch them. So how am I going to down them when I used to watch them? And they made me think outside the box in terms of being liberal at that time. So Michael Brooks was the guy's name, not Michael Knowles. Michael Knowles works for the Daily Wire, I think. So Michael Brooks was the name. So Michael Brooks,
So Soul Seeker, Michael Brooks, and now Kevin Samuels, from what I can think of, from the, because I didn't watch YouTube from when I was 8, 9, 10 to high school, like 16, 17. Like, I wasn't watching YouTube all those years. So those were the three, and now Kevin Samuels coming into mind. And what I want to throw in on this video was they used to call him gay, and because he liked fragrance, he liked the candles, aromatherapy, but some finding candles. But see, I think he grew up kind of rough in the ghetto and stuff like that. So if it's anything like how I was, like, you get made fun of for going to school smelling like mothballs. You get made fun of for your clothes being too big. So when you get to a point to where you could take care of yourself, hygiene, buy Tom Ford cologne, buy the cinnamon smelling candles, buy the aromas that you would never think you could buy, yeah, you'll buy it. And that's probably why he ignored a lot of the, oh, you gay, and oh, you worry about the fragrances, oh, this is whatever. He ignored all that, because if y'all know a upbringing of somebody like that, where especially me, used to wear my grandma deodorant, going to school smell like mothballs, getting laughed at all day, every day, and stuff like that. So yeah, now I like cologne myself. I got so many colognes, literally. You won't ever, like, I'm so big in hygiene now. Vegan body wash, like, I'm so in it, because I know where I came from. I know how the way I grew up using the rub on deodorant. It wasn't even a stick. It was like you put your hand inside of a can and you used to rub the deodorant out. It's a white deodorant. I'm sure y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't know the name of it, but yeah, it's like, it used to come in little small white jars, and it looked like butter, like white butter. So see what I'm saying? So now when somebody worry about themselves, you get called a pretty boy and stuff like that. You get called gay for just wearing cologne, being a man. And Kevin Samuels was also a Kappa. So as soon as I found out he was a Kappa, I'm like, man, that dude ain't gay. Cause I know so many Kappas. I grew up around a lot of, alphas, my uncle being one. I knew the Kappas, they known for being pretty boys. They known for, you know, having shiny faces and stuff like that. They known for, keeping themselves up kept. Like, that's like one of their mottos. That's what the Kappas stand on. And shout out to all the Kappas, because Kevin Samuels stood on it till the day he died. Literally. A lot of people be changing fraternities. Like, people be surprised. People be leaving fraternities. Like, dude, like, okay. But boy, I ain't even finna get into that. I know that he was with a female. So you got all these channels talking about, oh, he died alone. Because he used to speak about women dying alone. That's not how y'all should want to die. And things like that. Because the family should be together. Even your baby daddy messed up, figure out how, like, counseling, marriage. He preached about therapy. Therapy being maintenance. It's not bad to go to therapy at all. I got a cousin to go to therapy in Texas, right? You know, so it's no big deal to go to therapy. So he spoke about things like that, bringing a light to it, trying to remove the social stigma, around therapy and just dating a working man, dating a 18-wheeler driver, dating a military, man. So he did so much for the community, and people can't do nothing but look at now, oh, he died alone, but he didn't. It was a female with him. He died of cardiac arrest, I believe. I saw so many reports saying that he was having intercourse with the lady, and probably heart got to beating too fast, you know, dealing with enhancements, because he was 56. So I wouldn't be shocked if he was dealing with them enhancements, like, you know, the honey that people use, honey. They use the gas station pills with the gorilla on them, you know, all type of stuff, using enhancements, trying to spice some up. And plus, he Kevin Samuels. You got 1 million subscribers. You make videos about women. You can't go weak and have this girl going in there talking about how she did something with you and it was weak, or you was this and that. You see what I'm saying? So you had to go. Kevin Samuels got to go full throttle with every girl that he got, because he can't risk the chance of somebody close to him snaking him out, you know, in that kind of way after intercourse or stuff like that. So I wouldn't be surprised if that was the way he went out, with cardiac arrest and, you know, taking too many of those pills and trying to, you know, do all that. Because he didn't really speak about him going to the gym, I believe. Because I watched the live, really, right before the night I watched that live that night before he passed away. So Wednesday, I watched it. I was watching it. I watched the whole thing because it was just interesting about the women that were on there. One woman was on child support, wouldn't let her husband off, even though the husband said he's financially unstable, got nowhere to stay. So Kevin Samuels was trying to preach to her, hey, try to take my child support, go to therapy with him, not alone and try to figure out how to work this thing out to where y'all can get back to some type of common ground for the kids. It's about the kids. It ain't really about y'all. No, you know what y'all got going on. Y'all should be able to come together for the kids. So I was watching that live, and perfectly healthy that day. But like I said, I've been watching him since he had 300K subs. So, you know, he used to speak about how he was just getting back into working out. He wasn't fully working out, but he wasn't a gym goer like that. He ate good. He ate right from what I seen. But the heart rate and cardio and stuff like that, I never really heard him say anything about him being big on it or him working out and stuff like that. So Kevin Samuels, cardiac arrest, messing with a female, going potty too hard. Like I say, your heart got to beating too fast, trying to do all this and that, trying to prove to this girl that you still got it. You know what I'm saying? So, man, like Kevin Samuels, overall, man, look at, just zoom out of the whole picture. You are a legend, bro. Like, you motivated so many people to just start. Like, start channels, and you motivated so many people. And also, the fact that when people used to make videos about him being gay, he didn't respond. You know, it's just like, when certain beats came up, he didn't respond. And I like that about people, not him. And I mean, I like that about so many YouTubers. If something happens, they don't speak on it. Because what? Like, ain't nothing to talk about. In the end, Kevin Samuels died with a girl. So all you people talking about he was gay. Oh, he died with this in his mouth. Them same women, they wouldn't even show their face on the camera. But they got nerve to talk about Kevin Samuels dying the way he, you know, passing away the way he did. But he passed away with a female. And he used to speak about how he was, back when I've been watching since he had 300K subs, he used to speak about how he would have women in rotation. Because he was a high value man. And you making over six figures. You live in an apartment where you got a front desk and a doorman. You making all this money. You don't need a wife. So, you know, that's what he was preaching. That the, I don't know if it's monogamous, but to just have women in rotation, whether you believe in it or not, like my uncle, a doctor, he's married to my auntie. I don't know if he get down like that. He probably wouldn't say nothing if he did, but you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is. And that's how to keep the relationship together for a man. So it's just so much that Kevin Samuels broke down. His voice will be missed. And to jump into this, you got Martin Luther King. Not saying that Kevin Samuels had the same effect as these people, but just in perspective, when you zoom out, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Kevin Samuels, a lot of black influencers who had a chance to change, or Kevin Samuels did, MLK did, Malcolm X did, to change society from a community standpoint. The Mexicans, the Mexican Cuban community as well, really all minorities go through the same thing. Really all races go through the same thing of women having unrealistic expectations. I'm pretty sure you have white women who like Vinny from Jersey Shore. They want a Vinny. They don't want John that, you know, do construction and pull concrete all day. They don't want him. So you're dealing with the same thing with all races. And he even had white people on the show as well, so it wasn't just all black. But so he just did so much. And MLK, Kevin Samuels, Malcolm X all died under Democrat presidents. That's just I'm just going to throw it out there. I know they went over a lot of y'all heads. So they all died under a Democrat president. Kevin Samuels, that little boy, you from Oklahoma. Look at what you built. A channel, 1 million subscribers. People can go back and watch. I know I'm going to tell my folks about you. Like when I have a family and things of that nature. About you and the impact that you were doing, like what you were doing, you believed in what you did because you didn't change your format or your videos. You kept on pushing out comment, kept on trying to have discussions. Well done, servant. Ain't that what they say in the black church and the funeral? Well done. Well done, servant. For the podcast listeners, I'm going to give Kevin Samuels a salute. I used to be in the Marine Corps, Gerald DC, in high school. I would stand up and do all that, but I ain't trying to fix the camera and have it focus and stuff like that. But Kevin Samuels, you get double salute, triple salute, man. Salute, Kevin Samuels. Well done, servant. Man, you went out. You went out and proved everybody wrong. You was with a female, potentially having intercourse. And now, what can they say? You know? So salute, man. Quadruple salute, Kevin Samuels. Well done, servant. Now, for the next topic, I want to get into Hillary Clinton was at the Met Gala. I'm not sure when this was. The Met Gala was recently, but she threw up the white power sign. I'm not. Y'all remember when they said Trump threw up the white power sign when he was talking, and Trump did something else. He did something else, but I know when he threw up this sign, they said, "Oh, it's white power." So Hillary Clinton, Daily Wire posted an article about Hillary Clinton throwing up the white power sign. Which is good. That's how it should be. Shout out to the Daily Wire. Because it should be fair. Hillary Clinton, you throwing up the white power sign. What's going on with what's going on with that? I'm sure she's priming for another run. Wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I am surprised she's running again after a brutal beating like she just had. Dang, I got a fly in here. But yeah, like after this brutal beating you got in 2016, you want to double back and try to run again? I don't know about that, Hillary. That don't look too good. But the Met Gala tickets to get in are like, what, $20,000, $30,000? And you paid that to just put on some high-priced dress to just show up? That's just a waste of money. Like, I don't understand that at all. Hillary Clinton throws up the white power sign at the Met Gala. I had to bring that up because I remember when Trump did it. Oh, it was such a big deal. Oh, I knew it. He threw up the sign. He did this. If you also look at the sign, he's throwing it up towards the east and west. Just stop. So Hillary Clinton just had some people working on her dress. The article from Daily Wire said, and she threw up the white power sign. So, but is this okay or is this white power? I just want to know from the left. Is this okay or is this white power? Which one is it? Like, it's just so stupid to me, man. So the next topic I wanted to get into was Jen Psaki is leaving the White House. She won't be missed, in my opinion, besides Peter Ducey from Fox News, what other journalists were asking you questions? When I watch the press conferences, these journalists will act like total fanboys. They'd be up there, oh, it's my first day here, glad to see you, happy Monday, Jen. Like, why y'all so happy? But when the last president was in there, it was all anger, and only a few good questions. So it's just a total... I know why y'all doing that, because y'all, the media is corrupt, the journalists are corrupt, you just hire liberal journalists to go up there and preach the company's narrative. So you send out your flunkies, basically. Flunkies is what the term we use down south, and you just send out people who crash dummies. They represent the people who are just sending a hit, basically. So the top executives at CNN or MSNBC are sending out flunkies to just, you know, bash the Republicans. Ron DeSantis, don't shake it. You know, it's just a whole fake narrative from the top execs and elites of these companies. And that ain't my opinion. That's just what it is. That's just a fact. So that just, you know, it is what it is. So next, what I want to get into was the Dave Chappelle attack. So he was attacked while on stage. I'm sure y'all seen the video. I'm sure y'all have seen that this guy will not be charged. I didn't make a video when it first happened because I'm like, okay, he got attacked. Hopefully this dude will go to jail. You know, I just felt like the people who listen and are subscribed to my channel, you got a million other channels talking about it. What else can I say other than it was stupid and idiotic and, you know, stuff like that. So I ain't want to just make no video to make it. I don't ever want to do that. Want to add substance to whatever that I upload. So he was attacked by Isaiah Lee, 23, my age. And this guy, Isaiah Lee, I just don't understand why you did that. And you got on black nail polish. I missed in my video about you not facing charges. The news, they interviewed the people you stayed around, your neighbors. They tell me how one word could trigger you off. And you staying with your brother and them in their house. And come on, but you buying nail polish. Common sense says take a break from buying nail polish. And save up some money. Put in some avenues where you can grow. And then when you get your own apartment, your own place to stay, you can go back to buying the nail polish. You take a break from twisting your hair and doing all that. Grow out an afro and grow out some dreads or something until you can get some funds for a respectable haircut. If that's what you want to do. It's just stuff like that that's just common sense. But it's not so common. Especially for Californians. Not all, but Californians like Isaiah Lee. Who has been making, he made a song called Dave Chappelle years ago. Like, you just a loose screw. Like, you had this day coming. You were asking for your arm to get broken. So, you were asking for it. So, but he'll be back walking on the streets. This is what goes on in California and a lot of New York. All the places of high crime. people get caught for something. It was just a misdemeanor. So they go home smiling. So it's just sad. It's really sad. Because this dude should be in jail. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. He should be in jail. So this guy, man, I ain't got nothing else to say to him. Shout out to Jamie Foxx for attacking him, breaking his arm. Shout out to all the people who did what they did. They blew his eye. Shout out to everybody who did what they did. Because without that, I ain't no telling what would happen with this old fake knife this old clown had. So let's talk about. So next, I want to talk about the politicians calling on the they're calling on Congress to make a federal abortion ban. I saw Phil Murphy do it, the governor of New Jersey. Really, Phil Murphy? After you arrested somebody for trying to open up their gym at the end of lockdowns or the middle. I know, I think we was opening back up, but Phil Murphy, and I remember the comment section was calling them Soviet Murphy, because you arrested people for trying to open up their own business. I mean, and turns out lockdowns didn't work. John Hopkins did a study on it, so it ain't just a right-wing source. It's John Hopkins right-wing. So, come on, stop with all that foolishness. So, people, now I saw Bernie Sanders as well post out a tweet. Hopefully Elon Musk can get rid of these bots and stuff. I would love to see the real engagement on people like Bernie Sanders' tweets. I know he has a million some followers, but I just want to see the real engagement of these pages who tweets get 14,000. And come on, like, your tweets are hyped up by bots and DNC, these grassroots funds behind you. They messing with the algorithm. They know what they doing behind it. They might not say nothing, but they know what they doing with engaging your tweet, getting people to see it, then people just like it. You know, a bunch of no profile having one tweet profiles liking it and retweeting it. I don't understand. And it's for every tweet really that goes out from a lot of these politicians on the left. Because I can't think anybody on the right to get a lot of engagement besides Donald Trump when he was on Twitter. And a lot of the engagement would be liberals adding him back for no life, naming their channel Trump, this naming their Twitter profile Trump's enemy and stuff like that, like basing their whole life on it. Now their accounts are dead because he's not on Twitter. So what you gonna do now? Stupid. So basically, I don't understand. I mean, Roe v. Wade. In closing, Roe v. Wade needs to be overturned. I did a whole video about it, so I'm not gonna sit here and recap what I said, but. Giving power back to the states. I'm always gonna be with that. Federal government, they really supposed to be in the background. They're not supposed to have all this grasp on people and what they can do. So in California, abortion will be legal. New York, abortion will be legal. But when you come to Texas, down south, where I'm at, it ain't gonna be like that. If you want to get your stuff done, you may have to take a trip to California. But you got Plan Bs. You got so many other ways that people will still get around not having babies. But this should really make people feel smarter, have some accountability. Like I said in my video, stop trying to smash Tyrone and Javaris, who you met at Miami Spring Break. Stop trying to smash Malik and Xavier, who you met at Freaknik, you know. Slow all that down. That's another thing Kevin Samuels talked about. Slow all that down. If you want somebody of high substance, you need to have a low body count and stuff like that. So, come on. So, Roe v. Wade being overturned, I'm glad it's happening. The people who are against it at this point get ignored by me, because I got a high tolerance of ignoring. Almost like Kevin Samuels. I'm just automatically, I just ignore it because I already know what I know. And come on, like, you ain't, if I was to talk to you on the phone, you're not beating me in no debate. That's just not going to happen. So, Roe v. Wade, I'm glad it's being overturned. Shout out to Clarence Thomas, Colito. ACB, my girl, ACB, Kavanaugh, you know, shout out to all those patriots, you know, so just Justin Roberts, of course, he gonna go towards the left, and it's like, come on, these people who voted to have it fairly, where in the Constitution did it say something about abortion anyway? Like, where did it say that the federal government should? So that opinion decades ago was wrong from the jump. It was wrong. I'm sure the people who were living during that time knew, man, that's BS. So when we keeping that legacy going on of saying Roe v. Wade is BS and now it's being overturned. I saw Jack Posobiec posted a tweet about there are decades where nothing happened and then there are days where decades happened. Like something like that, where it's just life changing, world changing. Then you're dealing with a population decline in the U.S. We need more American-born citizens. Like, what's wrong with that? I don't understand. Of all races. So it's not like I'm just speaking because abortion has killed out of black babies and stuff like that. We need all races. We need all races. So I'm going to leave it at that. I did a video on it. It's on my YouTube channel for the podcast listeners who are listening on 9 platforms. So yeah, shout out to all the judges who voted for that situation. This is Digital Jordan Speaks. If you got this far in the podcast, hit that like button on whatever screaming platform you're listening to. So shout out to everybody listening. This is Digital Jordan. Hit that like button. Subscribe to my channel on YouTube. I'm out.